The Democratic National Convention is making history this week as the first such event to be held virtually. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to several local delegates who are taking part in the activities remotely.
There aren't any balloons or television cameras. There's no convention floor buzz when they log on to a virtual breakfast meeting or breakout session from their homes and offices. Still, Robin Wilt, Maria Fisher, and Dave Seeley all say they're proud and excited to be first-time delegates at their party's national convention.
The party is going to great lengths to make sure that we feel connected, to make sure that all of the opportunities to convene are still there, although they're virtual.
That's Wilt, a Brighton Town Council member and delegate for Bernie Sanders. She wishes the Biden-Harris platform would include more progressive ideas, like Medicare for All.
Especially with so many people literally tens of millions of people losing their employment-based insurance.
Nevertheless, Wilt says the Democrats are united in their belief that Donald Trump must be defeated at the polls in November. Biden delegate and Irondequoit Town Supervisor Dave Seeley agrees. He says the COVID-19 pandemic may have drastically changed the look and the feel of the party's convention, but it did not alter the Democrats' mission.
Whether that's in an arena with 20,000 people or being done virtually, the words don't change and the vision doesn't change and the underlying need to be victorious in 2020 for our party doesn't change.
For Maria Fisher, also a first-time delegate, this week is about highlighting the value of unions. She is a field representative for the Public Employees Federation. She says many of the union members are nurses who worked on the front lines of the pandemic.
They were putting their lives on the line, not able to see their families, and sleeping in their cars because they believe that much in their work. Those people need to be respected and valued.
Fisher doesn't think she'll have a problem making sure that message is heard, even if she's not standing face to face with her fellow delegates.
I'm pretty assertive, so I'm going to make sure I'm raising my hand on Zoom.
Fisher expects Joe Biden, if he is elected, to be a strong ally for working people. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.